This is Senator Bob Dole. Last night, Ronald Reagan delivered his 7th State of the Union address. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, Ronald Reagan didn't just speak to a joint session of Congress last night. He spoke to the American people. And once again, the great communicator demonstrated why he's the people's choice. He outlined his winning vision of America, a land of opportunity, protected by a strong defense and fueled by a revitalized economy. But he didn't duck the many challenges that loom ahead, the budget battle, arms control, the Soviet menace around the globe, and the need to resolve the Iran-Contra affair. Ted, the president's taken the lead, as he always has. The American people now expect us, Republicans and Democrats, to get down to business, not for the good of party politics, but for the good of the country. Are you ready to go to work, Ted?
Amen, Bob. Those issues need attention, and adequate answers will require a maximum of cooperation and a minimum of confrontation between Congress and the administration. Let's face it, though, Bob, the State of the Union looks rosier from the Rose Garden than it does from the rest of America. The State of the Union continues to be confused, and it will stay that way until a Iran scam is resolved. The first priority is to get the facts out and put the scandal behind us. Let the chips fall where they may, Bob, and let's move on to the other challenges facing us. We'll have our differences ahead on issues such as arms control and Star Wars, Nicaragua and South Africa, the budget and civil rights, welfare reform and catastrophic health insurance, and perhaps even a Supreme Court nomination. But the State of the Union will be the better for these debates, Bob, and may the best positions win. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on the President's pocket veto power. How broad should it be? Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.